You're listening to The Afternoon Magazine on WYLL. I'm Chris Berube. Last year, the state of Illinois tried to ban the carrying of concealed weapons in public. However, in December, a three-judge panel ruled that it was unconstitutional to make such a ban. They gave the state 180 days to come up with a new law, and now Attorney General Lisa Madigan is asking for more time. There's no law in sight in the legislature right now, and with March quickly approaching, the question becomes, what's going to happen when the 180 days runs out? Will concealed weapons just be totally legal in Illinois? I decided to seek an expert opinion on this issue.
My name is Brannon Denning. I'm a professor of law at the Cumberland School of Law at Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama.
Professor Denning taught at Southern Illinois University for a number of years and is now on the law faculty at Samford University in Alabama. He's helped edit textbooks about gun laws in this country. He says that Illinois is the only state in the union right now without any kind of law regulating the carrying of concealed weapons, and that once the 180 days runs out, without a law, it might de facto legalize all concealed weapons.
If the prohibition was invalidated and there's no law saying or no mechanism established to provide for licenses, then I suppose that carrying a concealed weapon wouldn't be against the law, as long as you were otherwise permitted to possess a firearm.
Is this kind of a legal gray area, would you say?
Well, it's certainly the Seventh Circuit's decision has created a gap in the law, and I'm sure that the lawmakers don't want to allow that gap to remain for very long. So I feel fairly confident that they will come up with something. I'm not sure. I haven't seen any legislation. I mean, they